Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited to share with you this week because this is a week of positional increase. It's a very, very special time on the month of Tammuz, the fourth month on the Hebrew calendar. It is a tumultuous month. It's a month with a lot of chaos. It's a month where there's repentance. It is a month where we begin to take a look at ourselves. Come on, this is a time where God wants to reveal to you what are the beasts in your path that are preventing you from stepping into the fullness of your purpose and destiny. And so we find the Israelites on July 13th. They will be in a position, according to Exodus 32, where they find themselves taking from the gold and silver that God gave them when he pulled them out of Egypt. They began to make a golden calf. And why did they do this? They did this because the waiting time was too much for them. They were waiting for Moses to come down off of the mountain. I want to read that to you in Exodus 32. The word says, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said to him, up, let's get up, make gods which will go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. And then Aaron gave instructions, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons, your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people broke off their earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with the graving tool. After he had made a molten calf, and then they said about the molten calf, these be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. So, there's a lot in that. First off, the Israelites kind of missed the whole point about why God had brought them to the mountain. He brought them to the mountain so they could come into covenant with him, that he would be their God and they would be his people, that they would accept a new identity as the citizens of heaven, the kingdom of priests and the holy nation. And they came and they did that, and they were sanctified with blood into a covenant with God. And here we only find very shortly after that, that they're forgetting who they are. Come on, somebody help me. See, God will speak into our life and he will tell us who we are. And it will just be in a short amount of time that all of a sudden we forget. We forget who we are. When we forget who we are, we begin to start positioning the things of the earth higher than God. It's interesting in this passage of scripture that the Israelites at this point, their eyes had even turned, their eyes had changed. Now they were saying that it was Moses who brought them up, okay? They kept their eyes on a man. For the first verse says, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mountain, they began to gather unto Aaron and say, let's make ourselves some gods for this man Moses that brought us up out of the land of Egypt. We do not know what has become of him. See, they are now not even crediting God with their salvation, with the deliverance of the entire nation. They had now only begun to see a man that had gone up on the mountain, and he was there in the presence of God, and he was receiving instruction for them. So they hadn't yet grasped that they were actually now in covenant with God. For some reason, they kept their eyes on the person of Moses. They kept their eyes on the man, and in keeping their eyes on the man, they were now in a position where they felt, oh my, we must do something for ourselves now. Let us go make an idol and worship this idol. So we can do that. We can get our eyes easily off of God and in a place of looking at people, looking at provision, looking at acceptance, looking at these things, and not keeping our eyes focused on the Lord himself. See, they were in covenant with God. When you take your eyes off of God, you forget who you are. When you forget who you are, you begin to make idols. If you're beginning to look at the world around you right now, and when things get tumultuous, when they get chaotic, when they get fearful, because they will, when you begin to worry, what do you do at that moment? Do you get your eyes back on your covenant relationship with the the Lord, or do you put your eyes on the things that are in front of you? And that's what happened to these people. They put their eyes on the thing that was directly in front of them. And they had put so much emphasis on Moses being the man. They did not put the emphasis on the fact that they had received a new identity. Come on, somebody help me. See, there becomes a time where we have to grow up and we have to know that it's not who's directly in front of us that's our provision. Come on. It's not who's directly in front of us. It's not our boss. It's not our job. It's not our family. It's not these things that are directly in front of us that are giving us our identity. But our identity must be found in a deep and abiding relationship with the Lord. And so we must position ourselves to be seated with him in heavenly places. We must know that when Paul was saying in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, that you're seated with Christ in heavenly places, he's telling the people in Ephesians, in the book of Ephesians, he's saying, listen, I need you to rise up. I need you to position yourself up because it's there. You're here by grace through faith alone. I want to read that to you. See, it's a time now where we're in a faith challenge. Listen, is any day not a faith challenge? Come on. I say that all the time because faith is the evidence of things hoped for, right? The substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, we find that the Apostle Paul, speaking to the church at Ephesus, he says, God has raised us up together and made us sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace we are saved through faith, and this is not of ourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath ordained that we should walk in them. Okay, whoa, this is a lot right here. See, we serve a God who calls us a kingdom of priests, who calls us his holy nation and his royal priesthood. We are in covenant with him. And as we are in covenant with him, it is by his grace. It is by his benefit, his favor, his blessing, his liberality, his pleasure upon us. It is by these things that we are saved. This is through our faith in his goodness, his greatness, his love, his covenant with us. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. You have been established to stand in his covenant. How do we stand? We stand in his covenant. We stand in who he is and how he's blessed us and who he says he is. We do not stand because we think we have enough money, enough relationships, enough security, right? We stand because he is, and he has called us to be in him. Come on, somebody needs to share this message with a friend right now. See, the reason you're standing is not because of what you own. It's not because of your pocketbook. It's not because of where you live. It's not because of your status or your stature in society. It is because he has chosen us to establish relationship with us. Come on, somebody better get excited. Here in this tumultuous month of Tammuz, we need not stand on what's in front of us. We need to stand on our relationship with God. Come on, I'm getting excited right now. See, he's the author and perfecter of your faith. He will finish the work of your faith, the work in which he started. See, we gotta keep our eyes on him. Our faith must go up. It must be up. This is a time where he promises us positional increase. Somebody needs to share this with a friend. These are part of the seven blessings of Passover and of Pentecost from Exodus chapter 23. When he says, I'm going to take you into a place that I've prepared for you, and I will assign an angel to you. I'm going to be an enemy to your enemies. I'm going to give prosperity to you. I'm going to take sickness away. I'm going to give you a long life. I'm going to bring increase in inheritance to you. I'm going to give you a special year's blessing. Come on, somebody needs to hold on to those seven blessings right now from Exodus chapter 23. See, the Israelites forgot that. In Exodus 32, here they found themselves forgetting their identity and beginning to worship a golden calf that they made from the blessing that God gave them. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right now. God has given you great blessings, but you're worshiping your blessings. He brought them out of Egypt that they might worship him and serve him only. But the earth and the strongholds of the enemy and the power of sin, death, and the grave keeps our eyes focused on what's in front of us. But here's the good news. Jesus died, buried, resurrected to break the power of sin, death, and the grave, to break the strongholds over your life, to break the enemy's spoken words over you, to break generational curses, to position you for freedom in worshiping him and serving him only. It's easy to worship God and just serve him only. Come on. And that is what he wants for us. It was easy for Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden until the enemy made it hard, until their lack of belief in who God said he was and who he said they were. Come on, it didn't take much for Satan to begin to get Eve's ear, and she began to question, who am I? And then the enemy was right there to say, oh, listen, let me tell you who you are, by the way. You think you're like God, but you're not. Why don't you eat from the tree of the good of good and evil? And that will then make you like God. Come on. And so we see the Israelites are confused during this time. Now, listen, God wants you to understand your confusion. Come on, somebody needs to confess right now. Just confess that you're confused. Just confess that this month is hard, because it is. Just confess there's a little bit of chaos. Just confess that you're only looking at what's in front of you. And come on, I know the cycles of the Hebrew calendar. This month is oftentimes a month where it doesn't appear that there's a lot of increase. This is why you have to keep your faith up, and you have to say positional increase. It's a slow time on the Hebrew calendar. It is called Tammuz for a lot of different reasons, but it is a warning that we will, in our times of slowing down, we will begin to start to worship idols. Come on, God needs you to keep your eyes up. You need to understand he gave you positional increase. It's a promise of the seven blessings of Passover and Pentecost. God is positioning his people, and you are one of his people. But you need to rise. Come on, somebody needs to rise up. You need to rise up in your faith. Now, I want to read to you a scripture in which we find that Abraham was coming over to the land that God told him to go to. This is in Hebrews chapter 11, which is the faith chapter, right? I've already spoken Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to you. So 11 verse 8 says, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. He went out, not knowing where he went. But by faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. He looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Now, listen, he by faith went to a land he did not know, but he believed that an inheritance was there. See, he believed in God. He believed in the grace of God, the unmerited favor of God, that God would call him out and call him a holy man, that he was going to give a nation to, right? That he was blessed and highly favored, and that the stars of the sky or the grains of sand would not even be the number, that his descendants would outnumber those things. Come on, these are the promises of God. And so he was willing to venture out because he believed God, and he believed the covenant that God had made with him. Come on. See, God is a covenant-keeping God. I'm talking to somebody right now. See, you need to rest in the covenant in this month of July, in this month of Tammuz. See, when things get tumultuous, you do not go back to, oh my gosh, I'm not sure I have enough. Oh my gosh, what am I going to do? No, stop. Time out. Don't, oh my gosh, here. You need to position yourself to know you are a son and a daughter of the King, and that he has given you his very own identity as a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, and he will not turn his back, but there is an inheritance for you. This is Exodus 23, when he gives the seven blessings. There is an inheritance for us. There is process to that inheritance, yes, and we know that to be true, because in Exodus 23, it's in verse 30, it says, a little by little, I'm going to drive out before you so you will increase. I'm going to drive out the enemy so you will increase and you will inherit the land that I'm giving you. In other words, God says, you're my covenant kids. You have a covenant promise, but there's some things I got to work with you on. And there's still areas that you worship idols. There's still beasts in your field. And I've got to give you the power and strength in my covenant that you would rest and believe in me by faith and faith through grace, not of yourselves, that no man should boast, but that every day that was ordained for you before you were born is coming to pass even at this time. And so God says, even he warns them in Exodus 23, after all the blessings, he says, do not make a covenant with the new gods when you come into the new place that I'm giving you, but completely destroy them. And we find here in Tammuz that we are being challenged. What are the things that we are holding on to? What are the things when God says, I've given you positional increase and I'm going to help you take this land, that you need to know about yourselves and about covenant with God so that you can take the land that God has given you? Come on, the promises are coming to pass. See, we're four months in to the religious calendar year. We've only got two more months before we hit the head of the year, which happens in Tishri. It's a brand new year. Come on, there's two major brand new years on the Hebrew calendar. There's four, two lesser ones, two smaller ones that happen during different times. They're really times of tithing and times of remembering. But this is a very, very special time because God is bringing you into increase. August 1st through the 15th is promotion. Take this month to remember that you've been positionally increased, okay? God says, by grace through faith, you have been saved, and this is not of yourselves. But keep your position being seated with Christ in heavenly places. Do not put your eyes on what is in front of you, but continue to look up. Come on. They put their eyes on the man Moses, and they were waiting, okay, for Moses to come down and lead them. Moses didn't bring them out of the bondage of Egypt. He was a man that God chose to use. Who brought them out? God brought them out. And what do they end up doing? They forget when Moses is up there too long because they never took their eyes off of Moses. Even though they made that covenant agreement, they still had a little bit in them that did not believe God. And it showed, it was revealed. Come on, you don't want even just a little bit in you that does not believe God. God is calling you to raise up, to go to higher levels, to stand in who you are. See, your promise is coming and promotion is the 1st through the 15th of August. And so you need to know now, where are you weak? Come on, somebody needs to say, where am I weak? You need to write it down in your journal. Where am I weak? Where am I putting all of my emphasis, all of my time, all of my resources? Come on, what little idols am I trying to build instead of walking in the established covenant that I have with God as a royal priesthood and a holy nation? Do not forget your identity. Do not forget the one that brought you out of slavery. Do not forget Yeshua Messiah, Jesus, who put himself on the cross, who died on behalf of us, that he might redeem us from sin, death, and the grave, and bring us into a place of holiness, righteousness, and purity. Come on, God's got great things for you. But in this month of Tammuz, things slow down. They slow down. They slow down in every way. And sometimes there's not increase during that time. Sometimes even in your rest, you'll start resting and then the enemy will get in there, okay? And he will begin to start throwing at you things that will create worry and anxiety. You're supposed to be resting, right? For many, it's the summer months. If you're in the northern hemisphere, if you're in the southern hemisphere, it's the winter months. But it is a slowed up time. July is known for slowness. But it picks up in August and it picks up rapidly. And so this is the time where we have to watch our heart. Come on, somebody says, I have to watch my heart. Watch your heart. Don't worship gold and silver. Do not worship relationships. Do not worship security. Come on, do not worship provision, protection, acceptance, but keep your eyes on the covenant. You are established. You have an inheritance. You have a promise before you. This is a time to position yourself for increase. Come on, that's what this whole message is about, is we're going to position ourselves for increase. We are to get in that place because increase is coming. We know this because as we follow the times and seasons, God is preparing us. And this is the month where He reveals where we're weak. All right, somebody share this with a friend. Now listen, if you are not yet enrolled in my free, and I say free, repeat after me, free, Ascend class, it is going to be July 17th, Thursday, July 17th, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Anybody all over the world, you can join me, but I send you the link. You've got to sign up for it. You can sign up below in the link below, or you can go to my website at CandaceSmithman.com. Sign up by July 16th, or else you will not get your Zoom link for the 17th. So check Google, find out where you are in the world and what time is it here on the East Coast. 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern is when my class is on Thursday, July 17th. Join me at that time. Let me teach you some more about the Hebrew calendar and also about the keys to ascension. So here this month, as we understand it, we're seated with Christ in heavenly places. But unless we understand that it is by grace through faith, so our faith cannot be weak. If our faith is weak, we're going to fall in places where we're not going to remember our established covenant with God, and we're going to begin to worship other idols. Come on, I want to see you live in wholeness. I want to see you live in prosperity. I want to see you live in increase. I want to see you live in the fullness. I want to see you live a life where generational curses are broken upon you by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and you step into the fullness. So come and join me for that Ascend class. You'll also get to meet people from all over the world, and who knows, you can exchange numbers with them and begin to formulate new relationships too as well. So it's a blessing of a time. And share it with a friend. It's free. Anybody can come on. Somebody needs to get excited about joining me in the month of Tammuz on the Ascend calls. All right, if you do not have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, do not delay. If you're overseas, go to Amazon, go to any major bookstore. You can pick it up. It also comes in electronic format. If you go to Amazon, you can get the Kindle version. You can get it from my website, which we would truly appreciate if you're in the United States of America. I also have MP3 files that go with it too. Whether you're overseas or in America, you can still download all the MP3 files. Lots of teachings that I have on so many different subjects. So go to my website, CandaceSmithman.com. Grab a hold of 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar. The last thing I want to mention is if you're struggling to worship these idols, if you don't know how to get past your eyes looking down all the time, you need our Dream Mentors classes. Go to dreammentors.org. dreammentors.org. This is not about dream interpretation. It's about helping you realize your covenant dreams, the dreams that God has deposited on the inside of you about the inheritance that He's given you. Come on, who you are and where you're going. Come and join us for our soul transformation class. That's going to help you understand how God transforms a soul and get on board with Him. You're also going to learn how to be a great people helper and be able to help others out when they are in need. Come on, we are equippers. We've got multiple classes and credentials that are going to help you be able to help others realize their purpose and destiny. Come on, I'm getting so excited today. So share this with a friend. Go to dreammentors.org, get signed up. We have classes starting all the time. We have coaches all the time, and we want to help connect you. All right, you're blessed. You're highly favored. You're above and not beneath. You're the head and not the tail. You'll lend to many, and you'll borrow from none. And you are a son and daughter of the King. Keep your eyes up. You're seated with Him in heavenly places, and I will see you next week when I bring the weekly word during this tumultuous Tammuz. We'll see you next week. Be blessed.